Now I feel like I've come to church. I've sweated.
Ministry of the High Priest. Amen.
Psalm 100 verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. When we come, David also said, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's not our seriousness, looking serious, that show that we are holy. The happiest people on earth are the people of God. So anywhere we find ourselves, we must release that joy. People just see you, they just see you are happy. They just look at you, what's happening here? Praise the Lord. Gone are the days where it's only in the seriousness, you know the SU. I remember when my mother learned that I've given my life to Christ, her concern was like, ha. You know, you will just become so mournful. There will be no excitement about you. It is not of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. In your environment, anywhere you are, just release that atmosphere of joy and of gladness.
Hallelujah.
We are of that people. The Bible says that when they pass through the valley of Baca, they turn it into pool. That valley is not a good experience. Somebody is not happy. He just look at you, look at your demeanor, look at how you carry, and he just connected to the joy. And as long as he's around you, you just find out that he can't just be mournful. One day he will come and ask you, what is happening? What is the secret? And you might not know what is happening. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for another opportunity to share with ourselves. Lord, we appreciate you. We glorify your name. We commit this session unto you. That which you have begun to do, continue in the name of Jesus. All that you have proposed for us during this gathering, not an iota of them, Lord, will be lost in the name of Jesus. As many you desire and you have ordained to touch specifically, Lord, we pray, such a one will not leave this assembly today until you have carried out your purpose in the name of Jesus. And also for every one of us, make it a Sunday to remember in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and we appreciate you. I receive grace.
Hallelujah.
I receive help.
Amen.
I receive the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I'm sure we remember the story of how Jesus fed the 5,000 men with two fishes and five loaves. Abi, yeah. I'm putting it well.
Yeah.
That story, there was a day I meditated on it, and I wonder, a lad was the one that came to that, you know, gathering with that size. All attention have always been the fact that Jesus blessed it, multiplied to the extent that 5,000 men fed with it, and there were 12 baskets remnants. But there was this day, my attention focused on the mother that prepared that boy for that outing. Praise the Lord. Because he was a lad, he wouldn't have been on his own. There must be a dutiful mother that said, ah, you are going out. That place Jesus is, you people don't come back on time. Come, come and let me give you something. Little did she know that that which she prepared, I mean, her son for, God will use it to bless many. So it is in that spirit I come out today, that the little I have, as I present it, God will bless it.
Amen.
He will multiply it.
Amen.
And he causes it to feed many.
Amen.
It will be seed to the sower and it will be bread to the eater.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So I did my morning devotion, going through my Bible plan, and I read that place we are going to be looking at, and the inspiration I got from it is what I want to share with us in the spirit of, you know, mother. Just like the mother of that lad gave him, you know, something to go with. So in that spirit, I want to present it to us. And I trust God that he will do what only him can do in the name of Jesus. So let's open to the book of John. It's a familiar place. Let me see if I can go take it today. I'm used to the book of the law. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
John 20. We'll read from verse 1 to Okay, we can stop at 18. I was thinking either 18 or 19. Let's just see. We'll quickly run through it together. Then we'll come back to the verses I will just touch on. Are we all there?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, go. It's not yet winter, so we'll not use the winter tone to read it. Praise the Lord. 1, 2, go.
The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark. Onto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter henceforth went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple dig out from Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lying, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that it must rise again from the dead. Then the disciple went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and saw two angels in white sitting, and one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus said, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciple that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them,
Peace be unto thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The first verse that caught my fancy, where we're actually going to stay on, is verse 9. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. I don't know if I have any topic, but as you listen, you can give it any topic you like by yourself. But I just want us to pick some attitude here. And if there is any time we need what God helped me to see in this passage, it is now. The challenges are going tougher. There are situations around us that keep blaspheming the name of the Lord in our life. There are situations that keep making God a lie in our life. It takes some of the things we are going to be talking about here, praise the Lord, to insist and lay hold upon that which we know that belongs to us. Coincidentally, as the Bible said, that the children of this age are wiser in their generation than the children of the light. Some of this attitude, them that do not have what we have, them that do not carry what we carry, they make use of it and they see great help. They have breakthrough. How much more we, by the time we mix it with that which is in us, the power we already carry, great is going to be our breakthrough.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
And that's what I want us to talk about. Apart from verse 9, I saw three characters here. Peter, John, who is the other disciple, and Mary Magdalene. And it's the attitude, what they did here, that helped me see what I'm talking about, what characterizes them, the kind of human being they are, which is also present in us individually, or we exhibit at any given time we face situations and challenges. Praise the Lord. Peter and John were part of the inner caucus of Jesus. John is the beloved, the one they said put his chest on Jesus. Peter is one of the inner caucus. All the places that Jesus went, he always had these three that he was going about with them: Mount of Transfiguration, the Garden of Gethsemane. I can't remember another one again. Praise the Lord. So these are the inner caucus, were the inner caucus of Jesus. If there were any other person that was first of all to go and check the tomb, based on all that Jesus had told them, it were to be either of these or two of them. They were not the one that could have quickly abandoned Jesus. He's dead, he's gone. Praise the Lord. But Mary Magdalene, just like you and I, by the time we gave our life to Christ, only God knows the legions, many devils that were cast out of our lives. That was just the encounter that Mary Magdalene had. He said that was the woman from whom Jesus cast out 7 devils. But right from that time, he had an encounter with God. She had been consistent. Up to the day they crucified Jesus, he was afar. He was watching. He might not know all the time. She might not be there when Jesus will be given the interpretations of all the parables that he gave the disciples. You know, when he was minister to the multitude in parables, by the time it was him and the disciples, he began to give them the interpretations. Mary Magdalene, we were not told that she had that privilege. But the little life she had, she ran with it. I'm not going to let this Jesus go. Anywhere he is, I will be there. Even after death, he was there. And we will see how her effort was greatly rewarded. Let's go back to the scripture. From verse 1, Mary Magdalene came because he got to the place with some of us that are older generations, or some of you too might have had a repeat of it. We've had, most of the time, the message we heard from this passage is, who is going to roll away the stone? Praise the Lord. But even when the stone had been rolled away, there is still more work to do. Praise the Lord. Mary got there. There was no stone. Stone had been taken away. Then she returned immediately. She. What will a woman do? All she wanted is Jesus, not empty tomb. She, out of that passion and concern, because All she just wanted is, whether it's alive or dead, I'm glued to this man. Praise the Lord. And she ran to go and meet Peter. Peter and John began to go toward the sepulchre. The account said that John, no, who had run? I think it was John that outran Peter. That speaks something. When you hear the word of God, what do you do with it? By the time we pick them, by the time we go through explaining this character, we'll still come and see how we can apply this, both in our spiritual lives and in our physical life, how it affects our day-to-day experiences, how we can apply it there. For now, John outran Peter. He got to the tomb. He bent down. He was still looking. Did anything? That's how far he can go, even though he outran. Peter got there. You know, Peter is always too forward. He was the one that said, far be from you. Why will you die? And Jesus said, for wait, get you behind me, Satan. Even though you are part of my inner caucus, I know when the enemy is talking through you. Praise the Lord. He was the one that said, at Mount of Transfiguration, we are not going anywhere. Jesus, this place is too... Forget about all this, you're dying on the cross, Jerry. Let's remain here. Let's pitch tents here. Over to forward. Praise the Lord. So immediately he got to the tomb. In his usual character, he went straight into the tomb. That's another disposition. He saw the garments. He saw the handkerchief. Okay. Wait till they look for again. Jesus, don't go, don't go. And he left back. And John, maybe he was encouraged after he saw Peter, also went in. Maybe let me go and also see with my own eye. What he saw was also different. Let me read it. Let me take it from verse 5. And he stooping down and looking in, that's John now. You know, he got there first. Saw the linen cloth lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, went into the sepulchre and see the linen clothes lie. He saw what? The linen cloth. And that one, he was, as I said, he's still concerned. No need to stay longer here. Then, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place. So that the two things he saw. Now, maybe John got encouraged. Okay, let me also go and see with my eye. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. What did he believe? What did he see? Why is it now the Bible says he saw and he believed? You remember the word God told Thomas. When Thomas said, all these people are saying, until I see him, not only see him, I will put my hand inside that hole. Praise the Lord. And Jesus told him, he said, blessed are those that do not see, yet they believed. John saw before he believed. We'll go back there and know what the scripture is referring to there. For as yet they knew not the scripture. Okay, we'll come back to that. Then the disciple went away again into their own home. I want to see what John saw. Okay. He didn't go in, so he saw the linen cloth. Peter saw the linen cloth and the handkerchief. Then went in also that disciple which came first to the sepulchre and saw and believed. Okay, when he stood, and when he just by the sepulchre and stoop, all he could see from that distance was only the linen cloth. But because Peter went in, he saw both the linen cloth and also the handkerchief, because he went in, he went closer. Then verse 11, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. As she went, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. Ask me, what is she looking again? What is she looking for again? Why would this woman not go? We came there in the first instance. You saw that there was empty tomb. You have gone to, okay, you're a woman, you can't go inside the sepulchre, maybe fear or confusion. You have gone to call those ones that are very close to Jesus. They've gone inside. They've brought back their report. Jesus is not there. It's only the clothes they used to bury him that was there. But this woman will not go. He is still not good. He bent down. What is he looking for? The spirit of insistence. The spirit that will not take no for an answer. From there, I see an attitude in Mary Magdalene. Consistency. Diligence. The Bible says God reward is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This diligently seek him is not limited to every Sunday I don't miss church. I don't fail in taking my fast. That's not what you're talking about. But that thing you are holding on to God for, knowing that it's part of your inheritance in him, you are not going to let go until you lay hold on it. She was diligent. We can see zealousness. She was, you know, she had that zeal. That's, you know, it takes zeal. Early in the morning when everybody, even those one that he, you know, those one that had the Urim and Thummim, they had the understanding, they had gone. And you still, I mean, they were sleeping. Those are the one he had told that this in their presence, he had said, this temple, break it down. When they were asking, we are still going to read that scripture. When they asked him for a sign, he said, break this temple and I will raise it up in 3 days. They were there when Jesus gave this answer. Yet, it did not occur to them, it's the third day. Let's go and confirm what Jesus said. Where those who were in their houses sleeping, Mary Magdalene got up and went to the tomb. They still came and look. Mary Magdalene will still not live there. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The more you wait, the more you tarry. How did the Bible talk about it? It said, though it tarry, when do, should do what?
Wait
for. The thing that is already tarrying, is still telling you to do what?
Wait.
You still wait. To tarry means it, that it's been delayed. But still wait means don't give up. Because he will surely come and save you. He's not in the character to lie. All his promises, they are not just there to tantalize us. We did beg him to give this promise. Not somebody, you know, they say somebody say something out of duress. We didn't force them out of him. And God will not lie. So if he said it is because he meant them. And it is for us to know the character of our Father and be able to wait unto that promises and it's become yea and amen in our life. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me go back to that scripture. Before we come and stay on verse 9, which is my major concern, let's see what happened because of Mary staying longer than the rest of them. He looked into the sepulchre. Verse 12, let's read it together. And see two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lay. This same sepulchre, John went in. They came back with no reports. Peter went in. They only saw handkerchief and the linen. How come the angel? Were they there and their eyes were closed? They couldn't see. Or they were there actually to reward the diligence of Mary Magdalene. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I can imagine when Mary will go back and tell. He actually did. She actually did. I've seen the Lord. You say, wish the Lord. You this woman say, wish the Lord. We were there. I even entered inside. If it was only John that stood and was looking, I can say, okay, maybe he's hiding at the corner of the sepulchre. That was why I entered inside the sepulchre myself. So which Jesus are you talking about? Until he began to appear to them. That's not the only thing that fascinates me there. Verse 13. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She say unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Praise the Lord. That's a big question to all of us. Whom seeketh thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him, hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, I will take him. Men have gone. Mary is standing as a woman. I wonder, you know, sisters, that's why he said, you know that you are very, very important when it comes to the redemption plan.
That's okay.
You are very, very important. When Jesus, when God will be teaching, or the Bible teaching those messages that have to do with, you know, importunity, how to lay hold is women use. Look at the experience of Mary Magdalene. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. If only. It's not only that woman of blood that will have the most sickness on the earth that God chose to use her as an example. Look at the widow that kept knocking. The wicked judge said, oh, this woman will not let me be. Not because he feared God. He couldn't be bothered. Which man? What would government do? But this woman will not allow me to have my peace. Abe? A woman. What of the woman that came to Jesus and said, Master, please, my maid. She is a daughter, is it? My daughter. Please, Jesus said, please. The food that is meant for the children will not give it to dog. Tell me, say, leave the dog matter. I can be dog in this matter. I don't mind to be dog. All that's important is my son here. Share the crumble. It's okay for me. Praise the Lord. Some of us, such attitude deny us from laying hold. The day God wants to bless you, that's when you remember Sister Buki last week. I was greeting her. She was looking away. It's true. And then you come to church with the mind of, today I will not even greet her if she doesn't greet me. Enough of all those things. And you come to church with that mind, and the enemy have used it to blot your blessing for that day or for that week. The woman said, don't worry. The bread, Jesus said, wow. I have not seen such a great faith. He didn't just say faith, a great faith in Israel. That is even among the called. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, women, God used them. Maybe I was wondering, I said, why? Maybe because we are the one that carried the womb. We are the man with the womb. So, you know, immediately we are the one that carried the baby. Praise the Lord. So, we are used to having patience. You see, gestation, they call it. For gestation period. A woman is conceived before 1 month. 9 months, you understand, and bring forth. I remember when I wanted to have my second baby, and I was in labor, but it wasn't too strong for me. God just helped me as I prayed. I knew I was close, but because I was not, my husband thought, no, you can't be this simple. So I said, okay, please, let's come and start going to the hospital. My husband said, have you seen all the signs? I said, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And that day I was so much, I said, God, why won't you let men carry this thing? At least 3 months, then they can take over. But after I was meditating, I said, somebody like my husband will have plenty abortion. Because as he's jumping from one place to the other, the pregnancy will drop. Praise the Lord. So we are the one. We have that what it takes. To stay on that thing until we see manifestation. Praise the Lord. So Mary Magdalene was there. She was not going anywhere. She knew what she wanted. I will see the Lord. And let's see verse 14. Okay, I think we've read verse 14. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She is supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, If thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, Hallelujah. I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Praise the Lord. The way only Mary was what Jesus said, and Mary was able to identify that voice. My sheep, they know my voice. The voice of another, they will not hearken. That is to tell us the level of intimacy Mary was with Jesus. He dare not miss his voice with any other voice. She wasn't saying, you're a gardener, how do you know my name? And Jesus began to introduce, only Mary, Rabboni. Praise the Lord. May we know our God. And may we know his voice at all times. May we never confuse his voice for another. But one thing I've seen is verse 17. Jesus said, don't touch me. She must have known the nature of Mary. And you know women, thank you, Jesus. You are saying, praise the Lord. Jesus said, no, don't do that. But I see it as a real privilege to be the first appearance of Jesus after resurrection to him that waited for him. In Acts chapter 1, when Jesus was later to be taken or was later taken to glory, it was said that this same Jesus that you see going, he will appear in the same manner. It's as many that look up unto him that will see him, he will appear to them, whether in the general appearance or appear in the situations that you want him to appear. So not only because she saw Jesus, but says, don't worry, I've not seen my Father. Let me go and appear first, then I will come back. I don't know. I was just happy on behalf of Mary. Wow. Jesus just reward this woman's diligence. And he has done something. And he was now the one that went back. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciple that she had seen the Lord, that she had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day, at even being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, when the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jew, came Jesus stood in their midst, said peace unto them. This is where all the disciples were just, you know, seen. We went yesterday in my group. One of us asked, my deacon, asked, why can a woman be a bishop? Praise the Lord. Look at those who we can call bishop here. John and Peter, they did not see. The one that did not have name, praise the Lord, he's the one, you know, that saw Jesus and went to announce Jesus. It's about your commitment. It's about your faithfulness. It's about your consistency. It's about knowing who you believe that he will not lie. Praise the Lord. We'll go back to verse 9, which is my major concern. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. When I got to that place, I closed my Bible and I began to sorry for myself. Since, let me not talk about when I gave my life to Christ. Let me talk about since I came into this knowledge of this message or to the understanding of this message of sonship. The amount of words, the amount of messages, immortality, resurrection and life, all and all, I can't even remember some of them, you know. I remember some, it's only the topic I can remember. I don't know. I remember my first encounter. Tolu was a baby. From this song was talking. I wish I would see that CD again. After I opened the book. Once I just wrote the headings, I can't write anything because I don't even understand the collapse of civilization. That's the only topic. That's the only thing I brought out of that meeting. The collapse of civilization. I couldn't even write anything. I was just praise the Lord. In have I done with this word? How many of these words have produced results in me? If somebody in the caliber of Peter and John, not only were they part of the 12 disciples, they were inner caucus. They saw Jesus face to face. Me, I am only reading the reports. Praise the Lord. And yet, everything that Jesus said did not permeate. Praise the Lord. To the extent that it was Mary that came and called them and said he wasn't there before they came. And then they look at the distance and they, you will expect that, that at least they will feel with rejoicing. Maybe peradventure, they still were doubting. Maybe they have these people, these Pharisees, they were desperate. Maybe must have come back to carry the body of Jesus. Because if they truly believe that it was a resurrection, it will show in their attitude. They will go back rejoicing. They will go back and announce to the other disciple that, he's no longer there. He has risen. He has risen, as he actually said. Praise the Lord. So I closed and I began to meditate. I look at myself. I look at our languages. For example, there was a weekend. We had a series of teachings. I think it was a weekend of meeting or a week. It was a weekend. And Bro Hope ministered to us on resurrection and life. You know, when we're in that meeting, like how now, we're in different platform, we're in different heaven. Mm-hmm. Let us go out. Our language change. So we just finished that weekend, and 2 weeks, other 2 Sundays after that weekend, the brother came out and was like, yes, I had this dream. I had this dream. It's not that I'm afraid of death, too. Even if I will die, I'm saying, Look at the person that was talking about resurrection and life the other day. Praise the Lord. And on like that. That means that word have not really taken root inside of us. Because with the heart, man believeth. With the mouth, confession is made. So when the believing had taken place in the heart, it will show in the words that you speak out. Praise the Lord. And it made me sorry for myself and sorry for the body of Christ. Because we're just suffering for what we're not supposed to suffer for, if we truly understand and believe the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the believing will not just come. One of the things which we have also said in my local assembly was what our brother Mini talked about. He mentioned it last week, talking about information and revelation. The best of all the messages that have been coming to us is just information. Until you yourself will go back like Mary, that even though when they have told you it's no longer here, I will come back to that to explain it using my own personal experience. And stay there. Stay there until it becomes revelation. It's only that revelation that can give you something.
Amen.
Not information. Information will help you. It can stir up your spirit. Praise the Lord. It can stir something inside of you. But until it becomes revelation. When Tolu was taking the Bible study, he mentioned something that some people, the only that scripture that you've taken for granted, you have done it, jump and pass many times. Somebody will just pick it and will do exploit with it. It reminded me of a lady in Port Harcourt, when we were in Port Harcourt, the lady saw all these throw pillows and all the rest. She was pregnant. So I went and looked for her after she gave birth. She was not giving me a story of what happened. She registered at a missionary hospital, Catholic hospital. When it was time to give birth, they said there was a complication that would require a surgery. Because of their financial state, she felt they would not be able to pay for surgery. this woman ran away from hospital. So that they wouldn't know she was leaving, she only tied hospital wrapper. They used the bed sheet, tied herself as if she was going to toilet. Where did she go? She went to one woman that is selling medicine and just had a table inside the corner of her shop that takes delivery. See, even though I was seeing her that she had come out of it, her baby is alive, fear. Somebody, they said, surgery. How can you go? You're risking. I said, why am I doing like that? That even when her husband came to the hospital, he couldn't find her. She told the husband, this is where I am. Is this where you want to give birth? Ah, don't kill me. Your people, your family will kill me. That is because I don't take care of you. You can't come and deliver here with all the history they had given you. Do you know the answer the woman said she gave? Jesus was born in a manger. I said Jesus was born in a manger. I kept repeating, Jesus was born in a manger. I wanted to ask her, did Mary have complications? It was condition that Mary didn't plan to have in a manger. It was a situation that pursued Mary. But as far as the woman is concerned, I'm on my own. I'm saying story. I'm the one touchlighting all those one. Jesus was born in a manger. That is, any condition, once Jesus is with me, I will have my baby. Praise the Lord. That little light, he became something. If it is you and I that went to school, we begin to think about the medical jargons. You understand? You go, this. If it is you, we'll be there. And the devil will continue to magnify it and capture our mind with fear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But once you are there and the revelation have come, he said, the voice of the Lord is mightier than the voice of many waters. Even the voice of medical prophecy.
That's right.
But it depends on what that word has been there first. Praise the Lord. We'll take some Bible references to bring this word down to our experiences, like I said. We'll apply it physically and then spiritually. Let's read 1 Kings 18. Coincidentally, Tolu mentioned that place. 1 Kings 18, 41 to 46. Okay, we can skip it. I've mentioned it. Where Jesus said, destroy this temple. Okay, we can come back to it. Let's go to 1 Kings 18. Tell me no connection. I come to this passage is to explain my own experience, to bring down what I am saying. Was this particular year, maybe January 2015. You know, when we enter new year, we always say, this is what God is saying. It's a year of this. We always have one word to run with. And so Broshola Ajayi, that's Nime's father, came out. I'm talking, I can hear the sound of abundance of rain. You might not say, this brother, always hearing the sound of abundance of rain. Me, I'm not seeing any sound, Janet. But because the previous year, he was saying abundance of rain. Oh, only you is hearing abundance of rain. I'm not seeing abundance of rain. All of his son, the Holy Spirit said, Lola. Then I was just saying, Lola. I said, Janet. Okay, go, please. Immediately we go home. I'm like, normally go to kitchen. And now went back. Immediately I go to the sitting room. I open my Bible. God, me too, I want to see the abundance of rain. Let's read from verse 41 to 46. And Elijah said unto her, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto her, prepare thy chariot, and get it down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass, in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. When I read that place, just like it happens in John 20, I saw 3 classes of people there. Elijah, Ahab, and the servants. So I need to first of all identify which category I belong to. Okay, so it's Broshola, it's Elijah here. He's the one that is seeing the abundance of rain. Me, okay, I don't want to go Ahab. Ahab is hidden. I will not follow Ahab. Let me do like this. At least I'm the servant. Broshola said it's a sound. Okay? Me too, like the servant. I will keep going back to this scripture until I see the sound of the abundant. And I went practical. I was reading and said, God, this sound of the abundant, it's not, I don't want it a recitation. I don't want it just head knowledge. I don't want to say, is your abundance? Yeah! No. This abundance of rain, I must hear it. And ask me what? I got it. I was on that word, and I was reading it until I got it. But part of the lessons that I learned there was what verse 42. Despite Elijah and the power, the anointing that was on his head, he didn't just give the word. There will be an abundance of rain and went and be sleeping. Because some of us, when we come here, we can download this, we can do this, and say, yeah. We go back home. Is it as we are downloading the film that the things of God will be downloading? No. There must be an enabling environment for such to come. And in verse... So Ahab went to another. Where it says, and it goes 7th. Okay. I'm looking for where. Just let me read it. Yes, verse 42. Look at them. So Ahab went to eat and drink. I told God, ha! Ahab, that's why I said I'm not going to the label tired of Ahab. That one does not even understand anything. They said, go and eat. It was going to go and be eating. No way. I'm not going to do that. He said, look then. And Elijah went up to the top of the Carmel and cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. I need a brother to demonstrate this to me. See, brothers. And here you'll be saying, Elijah is a man of
life passion.
Oh, yeah. Come and like passionate. Chidera, they say, my spirit is actually on you. Oh, yeah. How do you put your knee, and put his face between his knees? You sure you can do it standing? Okay.
Between his knees.
That's what he said. Didn't you read it? That inconvenience alone. I asked myself. Because me, when I'm reading my Bible, like my husband described one day, say my wife, when she's reading her own Bible, it's like, oh, she's living inside the Bible. I like to, you know, to just to envision it. You know, to put myself in that condition. I'm like, show the toy in, is it this serious? To answer prayer, why would you just, what has that one got to do with it? Is it that one that will make? But that is to let you see how serious this man was in this matter. If we are saying Elijah is a man of like passion, we should be ready to do what Elijah did. The kind of prayer life that this man had. Some of these things that we are talking about, the promises of God, the enemy does not even want us to have because he wants to make God a lie. Did God say? Did God say? But we are the one that will use prayer to say, yes, God said, and it must be so in my life. Then I look, you know, I said, okay, I think I will stay with the servant. Let me assume I'm a servant of Elijah. Keep going, I'll go. And at the time, I was like, even to be the servant is not cheap. If it were these days, you branch on the road and be doing, I don't understand that my master, go. I went the first one, go. What am I? I'm not seeing anything. I've told you that. It's go first one. Then after the first one, I say you should go seven times. If there is anything, why must I go seven times? To even be in that category is not cheap. It takes the spirit of consistency and persistency. Praise the Lord. After the seventh time, I managed to see something. For you to know that that servant and Elijah, they were not on the same page at all. Look at how he described it. If it was Elijah that saw that, he would not just commonize it. He won't describe it. He say, yes, I've seen the sign. But the servant came back. There was a bit of cloud, but it's not more than this palm of mine. Say, oh, you mean? That's what I've been waiting for. Praise the Lord. Only little words. Jesus was born in a manger. Somebody did exploit with it. If only God knows, if it was the enemy that was behind her matter, they would have caused or manipulated even the surgery. She might lose her life, the baby might have gone, or even attack on their finance because they would have cost them so much money. But Jesus, just as he appeared to Mary Magdalene, appeared to her in her situation. It might not be like that they saw complication, but Jesus saw her faith, saw her confidence in him. And so, say, the eye of the Lord runneth to and fro on the face of the earth, looking for that person whose heart is perfect. Initially, I used to think that perfect means that you are holy. No. The heart that strongly believed in him. He said he will show himself strong and mighty on behalf of that person. As I'm just speaking, I remember someone's testimony. It was at RCCG, maybe one of their crossover nights or so. A woman gave testimony. She was in her 50 or early 60 then. She was sick. And after the diagnosis, the doctor, the children were just like, shh, shh. What did they see? They will not talk to this woman. What did they say is wrong with me? The children were concerned that maybe the woman will be afraid if they hear what they diagnosed. What the doctor said was wrong with the woman is that she had cancer. After the woman insisted that she wanted to know what exactly they said was wrong with her, they told her, they gave her the report. The woman said, hey, is this what you people have accepted on my head and carried the report and tore it away? He said, that's the one that made me laugh. He said, it's Satan's mother. He said, it's Satan's mother that have cancer, not her, now not your mother. I'm like, Satan's mother. And that was how she went into prayers and remained there that she must get her healing. And she came out to testify. Praise the Lord. So if we don't have that, what it takes to resist the enemy. Remember what he said, resist the enemy and he will flee from you. Have you seen somebody resist? He can resist and be saying, oh, leave me alone. No. Leave. It takes warfare. It takes battle to leave me alone. That's what it means to resist the enemy. But what the enemy will do is first of all to incapacitate us with fear before, so that we'll not be able to, you know, lift up our voice. Where I am going in that, before we leave that place, I have not gotten there. After I prayed that chapter into reality, my spirit man have caught it now. Because, yes, it's the year of abundance of rain. God did something. My husband came back one day. Before then had started selling Clark's shoe. It's expensive in Nigeria. It was a bold step for me, you know, to say I want to go, because you know what the economy is saying in Nigeria. And Clark's shoe, by the time you convert to Nigeria money, the average is 30-something thousand. So my husband came back one day and said, Lola, you know, he traveled a lot. As I came down today, as I was going, I saw the shop in MM2. I just felt, it won't be a bad idea for you to have a shop here. See, oh, this man have come with his big dream, Jani, leave me alone. How much is his shop at MM2? At the airport. Is it people like me? Holy Spirit, I say, if it is not people like you, who are the people? I said, okay. So, and now, the abundance of rain, the abundance of rain. No. I'm mixing it, sorry. The year he said abundance of rain, we saw the impact on our finance. Then I went into the club. The following year, the same man came again and said, the barren, Isaiah 54, sing, O barren. Because of my last experience, immediately saying, I grab it that, okay, this barren too, I will burn plenty in this year. And I stayed on it, and it was as staying on it, this one was about to be. And as my husband said, I just felt it would be a bad idea. I was in my spirit, I resisted it. Before the spirit reminded me, the year of the barren shall bring forth. Remember Isaiah 54, how you have been waiting on it. I said, wow. So for two consecutive years, the word that ordinarily would have slipped me by, I was able to gain from it. How much more if that has been my attitude with all words that have ever come my way, whether on one-on-one or as we gather a congregation like this. May God help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
John 2:18-22. Are we all there? John 2:18-22. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and without rear it up in 3 days, but he spake of the temple of his body. Let's look at verse 22 closely. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Remember what we read in verse 9 of John 20. He said what? Let's go back there and compare it. Okay, let somebody talk. Okay. For as yet they knew not the scripture. Here it says, and they believe the scripture. This new, if you read another rendition, it will tell you that they did not understand that amplify or good news. This new means they do not understand what he told them. Until Jesus resurrected, before they, he actually said so. So that means when he said it, they didn't believe. How many of words I've heard that is just pouring, and as Bible study have been coming forth, they are not permeating. They are not going inside. They are not sinking in at all. And we are talking of, and what got me concerned is Peter, John, they ate with Jesus. They died with Jesus. They saw the miracles. Then that means I need to pray for myself for help. I need serious help. Then that means that it's a serious affair for me to actually receive understanding of every word that God has spoken to me. And so every time we hear the word of God, don't let us just leave it in the hall where it is being said. We'll go, the only way we can do exploit, we can make benefits, we can glean from them, is when we go back on our own and go and stay on them. And great is going to be our speed. Amen. If we have such attitude. Amen. Just like Mary Magdalene did. We came here just to establish the Father. They were told, they were aware, they were being informed that he was going to rise. Even at the third day, they did not bring, he actually said, so let's go and see what happened at the tomb. Even when they saw at the tomb, they looked at him and went back, but someone stayed back. I don't know whether Mary Magdalene was there that day. All but from what we read, all Mary was concerned was, this Jesus, anywhere you go, and he loved God. May the love of God be shed abroad in our hearts. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. But the good news is that Peter and John, they did not remain at this level. Which shows that we too, we are going to get there. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We are going to get there. Every word of God that have come upon our life will produce results.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Because this word is potent, is powerful. And there's nothing any God will do in our life outside the word of God. And once we are not saying it, it will not work. I remember the year I encountered Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. All things that I've been, you know, struggling to do before, that I believe they're outside my reach, they just began to take shape. Amen. Just because I caught the revelation of that word. Praise the Lord. So like I said, Peter and John, we could know their story thereafter. The books they read made us to know the exploit they did. Let's go to Acts chapter 1. Acts 1, we'll read 4 and 5 first. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait. But who what?
Wait.
Wait for the promise of the Father. Mary Magdalene waited, and he saw Jesus. Saith ye, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Let's jump to verse 8 to 14. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and
supplication.
With the women, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. We saw also the same thing when we read 1 Kings, how Elijah gave the word, but he continued in place of prayer. Here, they were told to go and wait, and they are waiting in the place of prayer. So we see what prayer, the impact or the effect of prayer in bringing about the transformation in our lives. It's not only for us to hear this word. We must go back into the place of prayer to see God work it out in my life. And it's just not just prayer. You just pray one or two times and you don't see it happening. You remain there until it happens. The scripture, Hebrew, that Tolu mentioned, say, he that comes unto God must first of all believe that he is, and is also a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must believe that as long as I remain on this matter, he will appear. He will not let me go. That's why I love Chris Olahilome saying, anytime he wants to project his program, the believer's word, want to broadcast, they have one saying, they always say, once you have the word, say anything you have, you need, or challenges, go and look for the word. The word that addressed that situation. The word that applied to that condition. He said, once you found it, begin to say it. Don't stop saying it. Keep saying it. Keep praying it. In the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word of God will prevail over that situation as long as you continue to speak the word of God over that situation. Praise the Lord. So they remain here, and we know what happened. Let's go to Acts 2 now. 1-4. Are we all there? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, because they were waiting. As of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As Jesus said, go to Jerusalem and go and wait. If, as at that time, Peter had gone a fishing, will he experience this situation? But wait. That's why we talk about the enabling environment. The enabling environment is the environment that makes you permeable to receive from the presence of God. And we have also been taught some of the characteristics we must have to be permeable. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me jump to 14-17, then 25-28. Just want to see the transformation that are brought about in the life of Peter Peter that just looked at the tomb and went away. 14 to 17. But Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my word. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is for the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream. And on my servant and on my handmaiden I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Let's go to 25 to 28. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for it's on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy only one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Why did I come here? Peter, how many years was Jesus' ministry? 3.5 years. The word that Jesus spoke, they didn't remember until Jesus, resurrected. Say, oh, truly he said so. Come and see the same Peter after the Holy Ghost have come upon him.
Hallelujah.
Now was quoting David. Mm-hmm. David that was 28th generation before Jesus. He was now able to go because something had taken place in his life. Holy Spirit have downloaded. Let me be speaking your language. Holy Spirit have downloaded some spiritual realities into his being. Because they waited in the place of prayer. They've caught the revelation. It's no longer information. It has come by revelation. They can now own that word of God. Praise the Lord. That's why I love that prayer. And it's very important prayer. You know Mary? Mary that born Jesus. Angel said, you're going to deliver. You're going to be pregnant. I said, I'm pregnant. I've never heard that in my life. The Holy Spirit, the angel said, Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. That is the most Holy Spirit is there. Which is why we must relate. The Spirit, he said, the Spirit, the word I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. As you relate with this word, the Spirit is coming upon your life. And that is why you are able to receive from the word of God. So, if I don't want to pray, if I am tired to pray, or I'm burdened, I don't have the right word, I'm just saying, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. Which is the prayer we are going to pray at the end of this little sharing. Praise the Lord.
So,
Holy Ghost came upon their life. The Holy Ghost baptizing them is beyond the tongues, just like Bible study have also told us. One of the way we receive of His Spirit is when we fellowship with His words. Praise the Lord. When we fellowship with this John 20 I'm sharing with us today, that will not be the first time I will read that passage. But only God knows the atmosphere I was that day. Do you understand that Holy Spirit will say, no, you've been reading this place like a storybook. You can pick some lessons from here. And then we take it. So that is our joy. That's our hope that we can't remain at the level of just run to the tomb and go back. Or go, only the linen and the handkerchief is we pick up. But like Mary Magdalene, we will see Jesus.
Amen.
In all our situation.
Amen.
Like I said, that we will apply it to our physical life and our spiritual life. The times we are in is a serious time. That it takes the diligence. It takes, the consistency. It takes the hard work to make things happen now. When you want to go to, when you want to apply for a job, and they are telling you, all the companies, they have collapsed. Nobody is employing now. And you believe that? Nobody is employing that. I remember one of our sons saying, actually, that was during the lockdown. Actually, I've just been writing applications, but nobody's even employed. I say, who told you? Who told you? So when did I hear that word? It's a scripture. God, there was a time that God just, I pick it. I just remember that phrase that God used it to rebuke me one day. I was having headache. And I was like, my baby, who told you? I know, sir, there's a scripture like that. And I went to read, you know, to read. I just remember. So I not told the brother, say, who told you that they are not employed? When they lay off some persons, they will suddenly realize, aha, we need one person that can combine three people's job together. And you have what it takes to do three jobs together. Have you not gotten a job? What will you have? And truly, before the lockdown was over, he got a job. Just because there was a switch in his mindset. I do love quote one statement of late Benson Idahosa. If you change your position, God will change your situation. This position is not geographical, it's about your heart. A lot have to do with our hearts. And that is where my concern is. A lot have to do with our heart. And until we know how to deal with our hearts, praise the Lord. This nature of there is lion on the way must go.
Amen.
2016, Naira value just went down seriously. And I'm selling something that I require foreign exchange to sell. Imagine when pound was going for 600 naira to a pound. So if I buy something, 10 pound for example, that's already 6,000 naira. Talk less, I don't know how many, I can't even get scholarship to buy for 10,000. I became confused. But as usual, thank God for time in the presence of God. I was also just reading my Bible in the morning, and I came across that place in the Bible. That was where I was to read that day. He just said, he that watcheth the cloud will not sow. He was as though, to you, it means nothing. You can't apply it. But me, at that instant, he just came to me, he that watcheth the cloud will not go. Why am I bothering myself about what the value, what the exchange rate is? I didn't go further. I just closed my Bible. I called Aboki that changed money. Ali, how much is money? Madam, Nawao, I say how much is money? I not ask you for Nawa. Is this not the place? I need so amount. And it changed to me. Do you know what? Fear of I might not sell it will not have, humanly speaking, will not have allowed me to shop, to buy that time. Because it does not maybe make human sense. Because of what the economy is saying, purchasing power was more. Do you know what? That was the year ever I sold more. Why? Because many people too were afraid to buy. And so the only shop they can see good things to buy was my shop. So people that were after me that were saying, who will buy? You will see one parent come, buy for himself, buy for the wife, buy for the children. Somebody will buy something worth 100,000 and go. So sometimes I feel like walking on the street and just kneel down and say, ha! Holy Spirit, praise the Lord. What if I didn't read my Bible that day? What if I was not in the atmosphere where Holy Spirit can download secrets? Because that's a secret. Because some people were looking at me and like, ha! What gave you this effrontery? Who will buy from you? I remember my mother would say, Lola, be careful. Yeah, I said, no, Holy Spirit. Said, okay, once you mention your Holy Spirit, I off my hands. Praise the Lord. So, this a time that we children of God is our time. But it's not going to come cheaply. It's going to come when we have the right attitude. A lot of noises are there, outside there. Where they are saying their own, what are you saying? You are lying them, you are not those want to sink. They will be saying this corona is not going to go. The effect of what is happening now, the next 3 years, we'll still be suffering. And I say, who told you? What do you say? I say, are you my God? Who told you? Little, come on for me to be in Canada today. I will not have come. I will not have been here. If you follow what is on television or the news, but because I kept opening, I want to see my grandchild. I'll go to the site. I will come back again. Who did I offend? I have many children. Where is it my time? I will not carry my own. grandchild. And I kept watching. Even then, when the other 3 days after I bought ticket, I said, Tolu, call your embassy for me. What is the quarantine? They came back. So Tonya said, Mommy, they say you need the exemption. I said, please, you people should get out. That's not the news. I go back again. I said, no, this chapter is what relate to me. This paragraph. Have you seen this paragraph? You say, yes, Mommy, I've seen. I said, okay. That, and by the time I was coming, yeah, me, I would have just stayed there. I would not have come. That's just small example in what is going on there. If you just stay in one place, the news you'll be having, the news you'll be hearing, all sorts, that it will just incapacitate you. You'll not be able to do anything. So we need the right spirit. The same thing happened during Joshua and Caleb. If you want to be seeing what they are saying, if you want to be confessing what they are confessing, you'll be like them. The people that went to spy the promised land and saw the giant, did they lie?
No.
No. They saw truly. Is it a lie that the giants and they were like grasshopper? No. When somebody's like this, I am like this. That's they are describing, you know, how high and those. But Caleb and Joshua, they removed their eye. They rather focus on what God wanted them to see. For managing of time, Joshua 1, which we know very well, verse 8, is part of the scripture I put down that we're going to use, but we can paraphrase it. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Why is it from your mouth? Do you read from mouth? You don't read from the mouth. But after you have downloaded it and has become revelation in your heart, that's the only language they'll be speaking. When they say there is no job, you say there is job. Right. When they say you are sick, you say, I'm here. I remember the year I was having funny feeling. My heart was like, hey, I don't like hospital. I told God, let me and you settle this thing. You know me, don't take me go and jam this doctor. They have said it in their own way that we care, God heal. You are the healer, I don't want care. But God said, go to the hospital. I said, okay. When I go to the hospital, luckily God, Holy Spirit has gone there ahead of me. So the physician I saw, Madam, what brought you here? What's your experience? I said, this way, I'm feeling this way. The woman said, congratulations, you've got what you want. I said, because he asked me, what time do I take my breakfast? Is it not all this watching somebody's weight? I'm watching my weight, so I don't take breakfast. Say congratulations, you have gotten what you want. I say, what is that? He said, sir. I say, you 5-letter word called USA. U, L, C, E, R. I reject. I say, Madam, wait till Sunday. This is not church. And I said, no. I didn't allow it to sink. Do you know little thing the enemy take? Used to take our life.
Yeah.
The enemy would have killed me because of I wear glasses. They gave me wrong prescription, and I didn't know. That year, I had up to 23 pairs of glasses. None of them agreed. That's when I know sometimes doctors say this permutation they do. If I leave this eye clinic and enter another one, none of them repeat the same. One time, one year, one at a time, I now left it. I didn't know. One time I was having serious issue. You know, when you be having headache, aluminium bowl. Imagine you put hot water inside aluminium bowl and place it on your head. I can't describe that headache. Different glasses they gave me, different prescription, different experiences. One day, the thing was, you know, grater that we use for okra. Imagine somebody using it to scrub your side. That was exactly how I felt. I was on the bed. My mouth could not even utter prayers. I was just saying, God, it's for a day like this that I have you. You said you will not leave me in darkness. If I follow you, I will have the light of the world. Wherever Satan is hiding in this matter, show me light. And Holy Spirit just said, your false glasses. Do you know what happened? When we left Port Harcourt, there was this pair of glasses I've had about 10 years before then. As I saw it in the drawer, I'm carrying. That's why the only thing that can help on this period is listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
That's so what, true.
That is what I mentioned in, that I wanted to say in Joshua 1. When he said, do not let this book of the Lord depart. It's not only this written word. Even the word he speaks to you specifically. Don't let go of them.
Hallelujah.
So when I picked that, when I was back, as I was packing, I saw that glasses. I told the dustbin. Holy Spirit said, no. Go and pick it. I thought it's my nature of conservative. You know women, now you like load. And the eyeglass have gone out. That's what do you call frame has gone out of fashion. So why am I still I pick it? But I just left it. But the way I heard it, I said, this is not me. I now told myself, even if I carry, this is not the one that will make my load too much. After all, it was strong that will carry the load, not plain. They will say SS luggage. I carry the glass, I put it in my load. Years after that day, the glasses were disturbing. I told Holy Spirit, said, you remember that glasses? You wanted to throw away. I said, don't throw away. I said, yes, I want it. Go and pick it. And this your current glasses. Pick the two. Go back to the hospital. Luckily, I was in Port Harcourt where I was given the prescription. And now, one day, by the time, oh God, thank you, Holy Spirit. By the time they gave me, they ran. I just got there and said, please. Before then, I don't know prescription. They would just give me glasses and I walk away. I wasn't asking. So by the time they look at the reading, they gave me, I said, hey, is this what is here? Is this the glasses I gave you? He said, yes. This is what, are you sure? He said, yeah. I said, please, where can I sit? They said, I can sit down there. I wanted to wait for somebody. I sat down there. I wept. I was crying because I just remember that a lot of people in the grave, that they were not supposed to be there. That did not even know what killed them. That the enemy just used small thing to manipulate them. So because when the challenge was so much, there was a day. My husband said, she had called, you know, Brother Tuadegoke. He had called Brother Tuadegoke. He has called another family friend in UK. Which of this country do I want to go? That this one, from one class to another, let's go for foreign checkup. Because this is not old, this is not normal. I've jumped it. One, after one doctor, give me three prescriptions. And the none of them working. Do you know what he told me? Madam, I should come and go for scan. I say scan. I didn't know they would scan eye. He said head. I say head? Okada didn't jam me. I didn't fall on Satraya. I told me this is my bag. I just carry my bag. I said, Satan, is that where you're going? I will not follow you. Doctor, thank you. You have told me that you don't have hand in my matter again. God bless you, sir. That's what I walk away. I said, this matter, that was even before I got to this thing. So that day, I cried like as though they beat me. Because I know a lot of people are in the grave. They were not supposed to die. The day my husband said, come and go to either South Africa or UK, the man was even to him, and you are being fanatical. You are being fanatical. Why are you? Come and go and say, if I go abroad, it's either I go for business, I go for pleasure. If God do not save you, that's what I told him. I said, if God do not save you, Igbo do not cannot save you.
That's
I said, so I'm not going. I'm not part of the people that that's Satan will be tossing up and down. My husband was angry that. And that was why. Because somehow, I just picked it. There was manipulation somewhere. So I said, the day Holy Spirit, I now discovered that that was it. It wasn't that the symptoms, or immediately, or suddenly, I became healed. Now I'm like, devil, you have been exposed. When you are tired, you will shamelessly carry your bag and walk away. Now I know it's a matter of glasses. There is nothing like, maybe, is this, is that, and she come out. Maybe the day, if I have subjected myself for one scam, they will have manipulated somebody's results. I said, this little faith I have, I don't want it polluted. Because once they come and they agonize one big thing, fear will come. I will not be able to pray the way I normally pray. My mind will be jumping this. My mind, so I don't even want to. Roshel go also come, Olumoroti. Lola, come and go and see her, man. So that I will start from the known. I say, both known and unknown. I'm not interested. that man that was blind, they healed. He said, I don't know him. You know, they ask him, who healed you? He said, I don't know. All I know is that I was sick. Now I am well. My own is that I am not well and I want to be well. I'm not interested in the name that they call the thing. Praise the Lord. So it takes insistence on knowing what's wrong. So I'm applying it to our physical experiences. It can come in the area of finance. It can come in the area of your business. It can come in the area of your health. Praise the Lord. That it's not little thing that the enemy just shake us. And then we move back. We must wait until the word of God is, you know, become reality in our life. I start physical because the Bible says it is not that which is spiritual that is first. It is the physical. Now we'll go to spiritual. In and out, I've been jumping outside of it as per a word is shared. You don't leave it at the realm of information because it's not going to do you any good. It's until he become revelation. If you have jotter, maybe you are like me. Immediately I put the jotter, I keep it in my file. I don't remember. I can't remember when I go through my jotter to read what is there when somebody is ministering. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Except the one I myself go by. But let it be that as I'm reading my scripture, like this one, it's just last night. I agree that, you know, when they say, I don't want to appear too much. I'll be, you know, taking some session next weekend. I say, I do this piece. No, you can do it. If it was something that came to me by information, I might not be able to be ready because I'm stuck talking. But this one, because it came by revelation, without even reading so much, it has, because I've owned it, it has become flesh in me. I can release it. So that is how we must do it. Are we saying that we cannot benefit? No. We can benefit from what people say. For example, when our brother shared on resurrection and life, in my fellowship, they call me Brother Hope's daughter. Why? Because after that, I put the CD in my car. Thank God for Lagos and traffic. He's keeping me company inside the traffic I'm going. There was a time I was really, really down. Instead of me to go to the hospital, I'm not saying we should not go to the hospital. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that the word of God is there for us. It's meant for you and I. Oshiomale, the year he was the union leader, the labor leader. I think that was his last outing before he left there. He said something, and we can also apply it to kingdom matter. He said, world over, people will not give you your right. It's you that will go and take your, you claim, you fight for your right. So even in kingdom matter, it's as though we are fighting against the tide. The flesh, the Adamic nature, we want to say no. Talufefijo, you don't die. For where? How many pastors have died? How many? Do you understand what I'm saying? Even all those people that you are in this same time together, have they not gone? How does that concern you? How does that concern you? There's this mindset that's always in me. When you watch film, when soldiers are fighting, somebody died, they will just look at him. Did they say, hey, yeah, die and go back? They forge ahead. Praise the Lord. So the enemy will always want to barrage our mind with those old instances, but we are not of them. So if the amount of the word that comes to you one-on-one, he speaks to your spirit, that will see you through in challenging time. Funny enough, that's the danger. The days are not getting easier. It's getting tighter and tighter and stronger. I was talking about when our brother ministered that word and how I just saturated my environment. There was one time I was feeling somehow, humanly speaking, I was just to go to the hospital. But I just went and put that CD and loud it. Louder than the fear that is going on in my heart. And only one word of all the message was talking about, I just speak that word. And by the time I just broke it, then I didn't know. The elders in my fellowship that said, I'm a member of Bible study group. And the elders said, Bible study group, apart from that message, people should come and use it as Bible study so that people can really still take the benefit of this teaching. Everybody were like, hey, we don't even know. Are we going to be preaching one brother? I hope we have preached. How are we going to go about it? So one Sunday, I said, well, this word me again. And I just carved out a topic from it, the dynamic of spirit living. And I was like, wow, this is what this brother believed. That was what even made some persons to appreciate all the 3 days' labor that brother hoped. Because I went back to the word. And immediately I received that word. All that was inside of the way I was feeling disappeared. Praise the Lord. So we've got to know the strategy of the enemy. A waiting. It has become a restless age. Myself, my second son, and my husband were reviewing it that day. One day and say, can't you see you as impatient as you as never before? Why? Social media. I don't know, maybe it's only me. Because when you wake up, how many group you belong? You have some reading. This one will read. By the time you say, how long will you take you to read all of them? When I'm reading a post, and I just say, read more. I just post it. Once I just open, read more, it'll do. Like, yes, but so be in English, you know. I'll just jump. It has now become an attitude that you find difficult to stay on an article, both the one that will benefit you, one that just said that this thing is too long, because you not have many to read. There are some sites, I say, okay, please, I cannot come and kill myself. This one, I don't know what is happening there. I will not be reading your post. Social media have made us so restless that even when it comes to stay in the place of the word, to read it, and they say, meditate. So you ask, what does it take to meditate? My own understanding of meditating is I read the word and I put myself in the condition. Okay? They were in the boat. The boat was boisterous. There was wind. Jesus was sleeping. If I was in the condition, what would I be thinking? Me that I don't even have flight. If there is a boo 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 boo, I say, I would be afraid of. So the day I read that place, I told Jesus, why would you say they should not be afraid? It's normal for everyone. Mm-hmm. He said, no. It's abnormal for a child of God to be afraid. Mm-hmm. During that year, that you know how invariably the enemy feels away? I forget. Immediately I discovered that problem, that it was from my eyeglass. I stopped praying for my eye to be healed. I went and looked for all the scriptural passages that talk about fear. And I began to read it. That once I know I handle fear, nothing can kill me. And I stay on that place that I will not fear. The righteous are as bold as lion. He has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. Do you know the one that shocked me more? I hate more than making me to be fighting fear. Outside are the fearful. How can God rate fearful with the adulterer? We are the latter. How, Olua? Despite the Lord that I serve you, I will go and share lots. I didn't commit adultery. You understand? I didn't kill people. I will go and shout because I have fearful heart. I will deal with fear in my life.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And that was where I was until gradually. Do you know, by the time I now decided I was going to take classes, I'm not going to go and meet them in their hospital again. My husband would laugh. I say, don't worry. This is another story of Jesus was born in a manger. There's a brother in my church that just started his eye clinic and he was advertising for everybody. I said, bro, Elijah, this eye, I'm not going to anywhere with it again. I said, he has one doctor. I said, can he come and meet me in my shop? My husband said, Lola, they will come and do eye tests in your shop. I said, what is the benefit of all the gadgets I've gone to see? And so the brother came to my shop. What can you read? A, B. It will move to this direction. A, B. When I said, what's my tough word? Do you know that doctor diagnosed exactly the prescription I threw away? So that means I did not need all the power they are giving me. Immediately I saw the result. My spirit clicked. I said, I told my husband, I said, you see, you are laughing. This is the man that got it right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When the enemy see our insistence,
glory, hallelujah.
You know that this one, when I was coming on this journey, Bimilo look at me, asked her to the younger brother and say, coronavirus itself, we say, madam, it's not you we are looking for. Because both spiritually, physically, everything, I was ready for this. The prayer point I was going to be using three hours. I said, it's not possible. I cannot board play with coronavirus. Mm. I cannot be in that plane and coronavirus is there. No. Anybody that have it, as you step here, you are here with Jesus.
Yeah.
I will be, because they say they do catch it. You understand? Every three hours, I will bring out my prayer point. My flask, there's ginger and garlic there. My nose pad and my shield face. That's why people say, mommy, when coronavirus see you, you say, it's not you we are looking for. Praise the Lord. It takes a fighting spirit.
Amen.
It takes the spirit of resistance. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. Amen. May the Lord really, really out of his mercy help us.
Amen.
He said, the word I speak unto you. He said, my word. He said his word will not return unto him void, even unto us. Every word that he has spoken, as we share in Bible study, special weekend of meeting, he will not return unto the God void. He will accomplish God's purposes in our life. Let's stand and begin to pray for ourselves. This is just a prayer point. I want to, I don't know, you will dimension it. Whether you have a specific body you want to dimension it on, or generally your spiritual life, so that it can be beneficiary. Your life and the word of God can agree. All that thing that you know is in written, divine health is your portion. Prosperity is your portion. You are not that category of people that should manage life. It is not your not in your DNA at all. You will always say, praise the Lord. So you pray, Holy Ghost overshadow my life. That's just a prayer. And I want us to stay on it the next couple of minutes. Holy Ghost overshadow my life. Permeate my life. Envelope my life. In the name of Jesus. I don't like elite prayer. No. Lift up your voice. That is where it starts from. Raise up your voice. As you are not concerned about who is by your side. If you don't even understand that prayer, keep repeating it and Holy Spirit understand. Shout it loud. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. Envelope my life. Permeate my life. Incubate my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. So that every word of God, every promises of God can be yea and amen. In your life, in my life. As Holy Ghost permeates your life, spiritual deafness, spiritual darkness, spiritual blindness will flee away. As Holy Ghost incubates your life, spiritual laziness will go away. In the name of Jesus, ignorance will disappear. Every secret you need will be downloaded onto your spirit man. In the name of Jesus, let us just pray and take time and stay on it and say, that was the transformation in the life of the disciples. Immediately, Holy Ghost came upon them. All that they were not able to do before, they were now able to do them. That is what God does in our life when we receive the baptism, the touch of the Spirit. And we pray for ourselves today in the name of the Lord Jesus. We will not be destitute of the promises of God in our life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want one of the elders in the house to please come and pray for us.
Let's just